This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Over every challenge, and they've continued to battle. And it has been a privilege for myself and the other coaches to be a part of.
And since you've been coaching here, you have implemented so much from the standpoint of knowledge that you've gained from being a coordinator at a college level and just bringing that college atmosphere into a high school football program with kids who have responded. I mean, you have young men who are intellectually ready for this, spiritually ready for this. This has been for you. This is what you wanted to do. This is kind of your calling, because I tell people that if Coach Hoza remained in college 10, 12 years ago, I mean, there's no doubt to me you'd be at a Power 5 school, either running the show or being a coordinator, because you have that aptitude. But you've seen it to come to this high school and to lay a foundation, not just from the football standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint, and that has been your calling in life. Talk about that, because I think that's quite interesting to me to see you and to see how you've adapted and changed so much over the years.
Well, humbling. I think kids are kids. I think we have some great kids, but in the age of their season of life, I think they're like the other kids. But they do have big eyes, and they do have big dreams. And I think I think whether you're talking about a 22-year-old with his big dreams, or you're talking about a 15 or 16-year-old with his, they want to be pushed, they want to be motivated, they want to be inspired. And praise God, I think our coaches do a tremendous job of that, inviting them to say, hey. Can you move past what you've already did? Can you be better tomorrow than you were today? And the kids have responded, and I think the older kids have challenged the younger kids. And so Larry, I'm sincere when I tell you they've taken me on this ride, and I really feel grateful to go on it with them.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Kirk Hoza, head coach at Calvary Christian Academy in Fort Lauderdale. And certainly this, as I said, this has been a year-round deal. I mean, in the offseason, one of your graduates, Javin Shashadi, who has done a great job at the school as a youth minister, has developed a T48 program where they invite kids from all over. I mean, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, to come out on a Friday night and to learn. To learn about everything, not just football, learn about every phase of life from coaches who really care. Talk about that, because I think that year-round extension has really put this program on the map as well.
Javin Shashadi has done an amazing job, and his heart is for Jesus, and he loves football. He's a gifted teacher as well, and so he has he's recognized the fact that this young generation, they want to work, and there are some kids still that are multi-sport athletes, and I think that's a great way to go. But there are some kids that they want to do football 24/7, 365, and for those kids, they want to Friday night. They're not looking to go to the movies or I don't know, do what some other kids are doing. They want to work on their pass rush or their pass set or their route running or their coverage or their, keys and reads. And so he's done a great job of saying, hey, here's a place. Come on out. We've got some men that love God and have your best interest in mind and want to coach you. And so it has attracted kids to our campus and property. And So they want to work. I applaud this generation. I think they have many, many challenges. But there are kids that say, I don't want to sit home. I don't want to play Nintendo or Call of Duty. I want to go out and work. And there'll be a bunch of those kids out there Friday night.
No doubt. And before we let you go, you have had a tremendous opportunity to coach a lot of people during your career, and just in the last few years have watched some talented young men leave your school, go on to the next level. Talking about Diego Fago, who's one of the top defensive linebackers in the country at the Naval Academy. You have kids playing from that school all the way to Wheaton College and other schools around the country. You have one really impressive young man in Samuel Williams, who is headed to Pittsburgh. Talk about that, being able to kind of like sit at home once in a while and to put on the TV and watch kids that you've had an influence in their life.
That's a blessing. Love it. Love college football and watching Diego's success. I think Diego will play on Sunday. He's going to have a chance in the National Football League, and I think the Naval Academy rules are going to allow that a little different than they did back when Napoleon McCallum or some of those guys, Sawbuck, whatever, us old guys remember. but we do have a bunch of them out there. I think we have about 14 kids are off playing college at Division I, Division II. And obviously Sam Williams headed to the ACC in Pittsburgh. So, you know, for the kids that aspire to play the next level and their gifting and their hard work in football has gotten them a scholarship and that opportunity. That certainly that blesses us as coaches to feel like maybe we contributed to help them be a little bit better and sharpen their game and get the opportunity that they prayed about and hoped for. So, I love that. And in fact, I'm trying to think. I think Diego and Navy have a tough one against SMU this weekend. So look forward to watching that.
Good stuff. Coach, again, congratulations on a tremendous season. Obviously, it's a small part of what you do for that school and for these young men, and just want to let everybody understand what a first-class guy you've been and a first-class program. Again, best of luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Larry. We're going to see you out there at Calvary.
Try to get out there, Coach. There's a whole bunch of games.
Yeah, I know there is. Well, we always love to see you, and thanks for all you do for kids.
Good stuff. Kirk Hosa, Calvary Christian Academy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.